Hey, welcome in everybody. Corey from ACMT. I got another good video for you guys. I really want you guys to listen to this one because I did listen to it and I thought I would share it out with everyone. I thought that it was really, really comprehensive and also informative about the dynamic with Black people and the mindset in the Western world, or at least America, and how they think and how other people may perceive them. So we have these guys from Fresh and Fit on here. It's only about a 7.5 minute video, and I will try to do as little talking as possible and let you guys listen in to what he has to say, because I really, really think that this stuff is informative and it's an eye opener. And it's some things that I was thinking as well. Now, I will tell you that his language and the color into the show's language is kind of colorful, but it is what it is. But please take a listen with me.
Disagreement.
Go ahead.
I didn't like the way that I just felt some type of way about the fact that, like, the civil rights movement made it possible for Bajans and Sudanese to, you know, become great in this country. And then in the process of that sacrifice, it's like African Americans start getting shitted on by the same people that they sacrificed for them to get here.
Yo, you're funny, bro.
When did we ever make fun of the civil rights movement or anybody that helped
he's trolling.
Black people achieve equality in the United States?
You trolling, right? Are you serious, bro?
No, I'm not trolling at all. The narrative is that, y'all don't talk about, you said that Black Americans are lazy, that they're soft, that they're pussy and they're bitches, to put it in verbatim.
Well, that is not verbatim, because I said the Black community likes to take on the victim mindset a lot of the times as to, you know, civil injustices, and use that as an excuse for why they're not where they want to be. Which is true.
Okay.
You can't sit there and blame systematic racism and all these other stupid ass social buzzwords for why you're not where you want to be. You can't. When you have people that come into this country that don't even speak a lick of English, that end up owning businesses, end up making that money, end up becoming millionaires, etc., and people over here crying about, oh, systematic racism, oh my God, no, this is fucked up, I don't get the same opportunities. You got people coming here from China, from Africa, from foreign countries that can't even speak the language, and they figure it out. What's your excuse? That's all I'm saying. But what I am saying is that we can't sit here and cry about the past, about what happened. We got to become better and understand that we got to look at the opportunities that we do have versus what we don't have.
I want to stop it right there for a second, but he is absolutely right. We need to stop. We need to remember the past. We shouldn't forget the past, but also there's nothing we can do about it. All we can do is move forward. And instead of bitching, whining, and complaining about it and trying to find fault in someone else while where you're to complain about where you're at, instead of doing something about it yourself, that's what he's trying to say about the Black community. Because there are people out there that'll say, shout at the top of their lungs saying, hey man, I'm being racially profiled, this, that, and the third. And it's simply not true. I'll tell you a story. I was with a barber and he was cutting my hair. I was a Black man as well. And we were talking, and it was during that time where it was right after the George Floyd incident, where everybody in the media was talking about police brutality, how police are, you know, targeting Black people, which isn't true, by the way, but they were just trying to hype that up. And then LeBron James had got on social media, or after his game, the reporters asked him a few questions, and they said, what do you think about that? And I don't know if you heard the speech, but LeBron James says, Black people are scared right now. Black people are being hunted in the streets. And it's like, since when did LeBron James become the national spokesperson of all Black people? This guy is worth almost $1 billion. This guy lives in the whitest neighborhoods. And he's probably the wealthiest one on top of that in that neighborhood. He doesn't have to deal with the same things like he did when he was getting it through the mud or in the trenches when he was a young man before he became famous. So to sit there and say Black people are being targeted because they're not listening, one, to the police officers, they're disobeying lawful orders. They're trying to fight back. They want to call them names and everything. And then they wonder why they're in the situation they're in instead of saying, hey, yes, I was wrong. I was speeding. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Say, yes, officer, I'll get my, I'm reaching in the gut blocks to get my insurance and everything. And then be on your way. I've been stopped by the cops and I never once thought I'm being stopped because I'm black. I'd never done that. And I'm not a privileged guy like LeBron James with millions of dollars or billionaires and all this stuff. I was just a guy that just happened to be in the wrong place in the wrong time when it came to speeding, running a red light, running a stop sign, things like that. And I was in the wrong, and they give you your ticket and you keep it moving. That's what happened. I got a $100 ticket and I wasn't mad at anybody. I wasn't mad at the police. I was mad at myself because I was an idiot. And I've been the paragon of being an idiot many a time. So it happens to the best of us. And for people to sit here and try to blame someone else for them and their misgivings because they're not doing the right thing or the thing that they should be doing, which is adhering to the customs and the local laws, they try to blame systematic racism or the police are out to get me. And LeBron James should know better than that because he has millions and millions of followers that take his word as the gospel, and it's not fair. But back to what I was saying about my barber, he agreed with LeBron James. I couldn't believe it. And he was cutting my hair, so I had to be very cordial, right? I had to be pleasant and everything. And I said, I disagree with what you're saying, and I disagree with him. We look at the south side of Chicago. We look at places like Compton and L.A. and New York, and we are killing each other at an alarming rate. Now, it's not good that cops are killing black people, but they're less likely to kill black people than our own people are likely to kill each other. But you never see LeBron James or BLM or all these other movements talk about the little kid that's playing in the backyard or the little kid in there playing video games in their house and a stray bullet with no name on it obviously comes in and kills them. Nobody talks about that. Nobody's pushing an agenda to go down there to these neighborhoods and try to do some community service to try to make people do better in the black community. But yet they're out here targeting and doxing police officers about their doing their jobs. I'm not saying all cops are great, but I think there are bad apples. There's bad apples in everything. Look, our community has bad apples. Their community has bad apples. The police community, the military, which I was in, it had bad apples. But you weed them out as best you can. But some still slip through the crack. There's no question about that. But to sit here and cry foul and to speak on it like black people were being targeted by police officers is just stupidity at best. And it's ignorant and it's disingenuous. And when I was talking to my barber about it, I just kept the tone really monotone like I'm doing now. And I was just like, I disagree with you. You have kids. I have kids that are teens that like to hang out with their boys. And they cut up sometimes and act kind of foolish. But when the police come around, I told my son, you respect the police. I'd rather be a person that gets in trouble with the police and them doing something wrong to me than me doing something foolish to them and getting buried in the ground. And I told my barber that and he said, oh man, I don't know, think it's much better. I'm like, I was thinking to myself as he was cutting my hair, I was like, are you serious? You're saying you'd rather sit there and mess with the police officers. I'm trying to look for the term, but it's lack of a better word, but you'd rather mess with police officers and give them grief when they're just trying to do their job of upholding the law and have the potential to get tased, killed. Of course, that's the worst thing because you have a family, you have kids, you have a wife, you have brothers, sisters, and other family members. And he was like, yeah, well, it's not much better. I'm like, what? If I go to court, my chances are much better than if I'm dead and I can't do anything. Because now I'm just be a martyr, so to speak. And I don't want that. I want to be there for my kids. So I try to do the right thing at all times. And then he was quiet. He cut my hair. I gave him his money and his tip, and I just bounced. I haven't been back to that barber since. I'm being serious. Because a lot of times when you go into barbershops and everything, they try to get a little too political, talk about their beliefs and everything. They're kind of like therapists, and they're just getting paid as a barber. But they listen to people's problems. But I didn't have any. But for him to say that kind of stuff, it just made me feel gross, especially that he's an older man. He's much older than LeBron James, and he's taken what his word when he was saying that the police are killing black people at an alarming rate and we're being hunted is just ridiculous. So let's continue on with this video before I go off on another tirade.
And people like to use that as an excuse for why they're not where they want to be, and I'm here to say that's fucking bullshit, bro. That's bullshit.
I'm a victim.
Like, we really got to get out of this victim mindset, because here's the thing. I'm telling y'all what the other races think about us, and they laugh behind the scenes. They ain't going to tell you that, though. But if someone's got to tell the uncomfortable truth, right, it ain't going to be white people. I'll tell y'all right fucking now. White people in the background, they laughing. Yo, these fucking black guys, man. Oh, but these black people, all they do is cry and complain. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, they're buying more Jordans. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, they're buying more designs.
It doesn't help when the liberal left is telling you you should be offended by white people too. If you look in the media, you see that all the time. It's corny as hell that a white person is trying to tell me that you should be offended by what we as white people have done to you black people. It's so stupid. It's just dumb. Let's continue.
Like, they're laughing at you niggas, bro, because they look at it like, yo, these fucking guys, all they do is cry and complain about their situation, and they don't necessarily want to be better, blah blah blah. And they just laugh about it. They'll never say it out in public, of course, because they don't want to be called racist or bigots or whatever. But I'll call it out because, yo, too many people have a victim fucking mindset. I'm saying what a lot of people wish they could say, but they can't because they're not colored, so they can't say this shit. You can't talk about black community situations because you ain't black. Okay, if I'm not a mathematician, I can't say 1 + 1 = 2? No.
Yeah, I call BS on that, too. What he said there is actually spot on when people say you can't talk about something. So they think that they can gatekeep you from talking about a topic because you're not affiliated with that, so to speak. You're still a human being, but they think that you can't say nothing about black people if you're not black. And I'm like, really? I don't think so. Everybody has an opinion about somebody, regardless of their race, this, that, or the other. So let them have their opinion. Who cares? Just attack the opinion, attack the problem that they're presenting before you. It doesn't have to just be about the color. So I agree with him on that point. I think that's stupid when people say, well, you're not black, so you haven't experienced it. It's like, yeah, true, but I still see with my own two eyes. So here we go.
We got to operate in objective reality here and pull our fucking feelings out of it. A lot of people are living in poverty that happen to be colored because of their own fucking choices, not because of the color of the skin or where they grew up socioeconomically or anything else like that. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all niggas. I dealt with all the same shit you did, and I'm not going to sit here and cry about, oh, systematic oppression, oh, this other fuck shit. Stop being a fucking pussy, man. That's what it comes down to, because I've suffered the same shit you guys have, and I chose not to. Matter of fact, I have even more excuses, because not only did I get it for being black, I also got it for being Muslim. I also got it from speaking Arabic.
Yeah, he got you right there. When the police see him, they see a black man. He's speaking Arabic and he's Muslim. Oh, man, he's getting it all kinds of ways. So he has. So we still in America, born here, still have a leg up on this man. He comes from a different country. He's already shunned for being Arabic, Muslim, and black. So he has three legs on us that are bad. So let's continue.
Also got it because the way I look. So I was being made fun of, being called a fucking terrorist on one end, and then also being called a fucking black guy on the other end, then being made fun of for being both. So I don't want to hear no fucking excuses. Okay? Because if the KKK comes after me, they get like a double kill, triple kill. Y'all niggas over here crying, oh my God, oh, it was fucked up. You're not even black. Shut the fuck up. Because same people that oppress us, the police, the white people, the man, they look at me as black too.
Yep.
The difference between me and you is that I don't use that as a fucking excuse for why I'm not where I want to fucking be. I use that shit as motivation. A lot of you motherfuckers, just quite frankly, you don't got heart, man. You don't got fucking heart. You're a fucking bitch. You're a pussy. You want to cry about your situation. You're out here on fucking living on food stamps. Got Section 8 housing and all this other shit. Why you got to approve? I'm just chilling. Oh, man, yeah, I'm doing. Fuck out of here, bro. Stop crying. I went through the same shit and I made something of myself. I grew up in a poor household with foreign parents that didn't even fucking speak English. Yes. Making $8 an hour. My fucking dad getting robbed by people, being a cabbie in New York City. I don't want to hear no fucking excuses.
Jeez, man. Preach, brother. Preach. Preach. Wow. This guy is going all in. But let's finish.
None. That's all you motherfuckers do is cry, bro. That's all they do on fucking Twitter. Well, I'm really black because my parents were here in 1945 and they know Martin Luther King. Shut the fuck up. That's why foreigners come to this country and laugh with you niggas, bro. Real talk. Chinese people come to this fucking country. You know what they do? They open up a fucking Chinese food spot in the hood. The Indian people, they go open up a convenience store in the hood. The Arabs, they come into the United States, they put a fucking liquor store in the hood, and them niggas can't even drink. They laughing at you, stupid fucks. Because you guys come into the store, hey, son, let me get a pack of Hennessy. Yo, I only got 20 on me right now, bro. I know it's 50, but yo, do a hook a brother up. No, come back again with the money. Laugh at you niggas because you guys were born here with the opportunity, and they're making a killing off you, stupid fucks, because you guys speak English, born here, raised here, U.S. citizenship, and you're still a fucking loser going into a foreign nigga store, buying the fucking alcohol, crying and complaining about why you're not where you want to be, but you're drunk all the time off of fucking Hennessy. That's the truth in the black community. That's the fucking truth. You choose to be a fucking loser.
Jeez. I'm sorry if the volume is kind of loud, but I want to add something to that. So before I owned a home, I was living in an apartment with my family and everything, and the apartment people were, I guess they were hurting for lack of, because they had so many vacancies in the apartments, they started accepting Section 8, I guess, credit to come to live in the apartments. And there was a playground where inside the apartment complex where the kids could play and everything. And soon after, I swear to you, about a month after they started letting Section 8 in, people in, the complex started going downhill. Now, that's not to say that all of them do that, but the apartment complex was not in a bad area. It was in a nice area, but they started letting Section 8 in. And I'm telling you, I saw so many thugs and hoods on this little kiddie playground with paper bags, drinking liquor, sitting on the end of the slides where the kids are supposed to be playing. So I would take my daughter over there to the playground, and she would go with her little friends as well that living in the apartment complex. And there'd be dudes sitting out there with brown paper bags, chilling on the slide, on the swings where the kids are supposed to be playing, drinking, not in the apartment where they stay at, if they live there, and things like that. And I was just like, I wasn't the only one, but other people had complained to the apartment management about it. And they said they're doing what they can about it. But we didn't have security. We just had a gated community, but there was no security or anything to enforce it. But I just thought it was weird. Like sometimes we show up and there'd be nobody out there, but there'd be that empty pack of Marlboros or Newports or empty glasses of, Hennessy, you know, whatever they were drinking. Even the beer cans would be out there on the playground where kids are playing or supposed to be playing. But it wasn't like that for the first year I lived in the apartment complex. I just think that's weird that you see this and people ruin it for other people. And it's just stupid. And it was just annoying. Once they did that, I actually gave my notice, because after the first year, I was just living month to month. And we soon moved out, and I just got my house after that, because I just didn't want to deal with apartment complexes. It's not to say that they're all bad, but I'm just saying once they started letting in knuckleheads and everything, it just went downhill. I mean, I saw weird things. Like, I saw one time this lady, she had like, I think it was four kids. I don't know how many baby daddies she had. But one time she came up to me and she said, hey, you know, I'm kind of struggling right now. My card is all used up. And I was like, what do you mean your card is used up? You have no cash in your account? She was talking about the EBT card. And I was just, she called it the card. And I was like, She's like, if you can spot me, this is a complete stranger. Obviously, she's kind of desperate. And I was like, no, I have my own family to worry about than to be trying to give you money that I'll never see again. I'm supposed to spot this lady $100 or whatever she needed. And I was like, no, thank you. But it's funny. Like, these people have family members. She has four kids, probably by multiple men, but I don't see those guys contributing that you come up to a complete stranger and ask him for money. Come on, man. Get out of here. But let's continue on with this video.
Okay? And I don't want to hear nothing, because if I get pulled over by the police versus you get pulled over by the police, the only difference is that I'm not going to be a fucking retard. I know how to move. I'm going to tell him, how you doing, officer? I'm going to keep my fucking hands on the steering wheel. I'm not going to call him a fucking dirty pig and say all this other stupid shit. I'm going to walk off with no ticket. Your dumbass is going to get in trouble because you want to sit there arguing with the police and say, defund the police, fuck the police, fuck.
I just said that earlier. Yes, you obey the lawful commands of the police officer so you can go home that night to your children or your family or whatever the case may be. Go home even if you're single. You want to go home that night. So just follow the commands. You're there for 5-10 minutes. They run your plates. Make sure you don't have no outstanding warrants. They give you the ticket and you move on. That's it.
Fuck the police. Yeah. You create your reality based off of how you fucking behave, based off of how you act.
Sorry, I turned down the volume, but he's still kind of loud. Let me play with that a little bit, see if I can get it down. Because I want to make sure he's not clipping too much into the video.
Okay? So stop fucking crying about the situation. Yes, does police brutality exist? Yes. Are police biased towards black people? Yes. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to add fuel to the fire and act like a fucking dumbass, pull out your phone and say, you fucking racist pig? No. They're human beings too. And if they can fuck you over for you acting like an idiot, they fucking will. All right? It's your choice to operate in reality. Don't be a fucking idiot. Don't commit crimes. Don't put yourself in precarious situations. Don't fucking do stupid shit. Don't do drugs. Don't drive drunk. Yes. But guess what? That takes what? Accountability.
Yes.
No one wants to be fucking accountable anymore.
The A word.
Yes. That's word of the century right there, accountability.
Fucking soft, bro. Fucking soft. Fat, triple chin, looking like shit, fucking doing drugs all the time, drinking alcohol, not going to school, not fucking getting a job, and you wonder why you're a fucking loser, why the police look at you crazy. Because you're not worthy of being fucking respected. And then your dumbass has the audacity, you fucking pig, fuck you. What the fuck do you think's gonna happen? You're disrespecting him. Just because he has a uniform doesn't mean he's not human.
Yeah, they're people too.
And if he can't fuck your life up, he will. And that's what ends up happening, because you niggas want to talk. I get it. We have a chip on our shoulder because we're black. Act correct.
Yes.
The world isn't fair, man. The world isn't fair. I'm telling you, I've been profiled too.
This guy is preaching the truth. I'm telling you, I couldn't agree any more. This is exactly what sometimes black people need to hear.
I just choose not to let it affect my reality. I operate in reality. I understand that I need to be respectful to the police because they're the authority.
Yes.
Damn, man. People fucking cry all the time, bro. We play skin color. It's fucked up. We're the only race of people that fucking cry all the time, bro. I don't see Indian people crying. I don't see fucking Chinese people crying. I don't see Hispanics crying. They fucking come here and work. They don't fucking cry about their situations. Even Africans that are black just like you that suffer the same bullshit, the same fucking racial prejudice, they fucking work.
Jeez, yeah, he's right.
It don't matter if your name is fucking John Jones versus fucking Dikembe Mutombo. When they pull you over, all they see is black skin. So stop trying to fucking separate the shit. You're a loser because you're a fucking loser. Has nothing to do with, are you some heron or whatever else? Like on fucking Twitter, you guys are out here saying some stupid shit. Oh, well, you're Dominican, so you're not really black, blah, blah, blah. Get the fuck out of here, bro. If he's...
Wow, people really say that? Once again, gatekeeping on who's black and who's not.
Dark skin and he's fucking Dominican, it don't matter. They're gonna consider him black too. Damn, man. Just accept the fact that you're a fucking pussy and you're a loser and keep making excuses for yourself. But don't sit here trying to say, oh my god, it's the man, he's holding me down. Fuck out of here, man.
Is the caller still on phone?
Okay, that I'm gonna cut it right there because I think he said exactly what he needed to say and the point has been made. But once again, look out for me. If you got any videos out there that you want me to do a reaction to, come to anchor.fm/CoreyHayes, and I'll be more than happy to review it with you guys. But until then,